Board of Regents, which is the state's education policymaking body, and which exists mainly for the purpose of finding out what schools need and insisting that the legislature give it to them, had not asked for a significant increase in the state's existing annual aid stream for hardware. The state actually gives school districts $38 million a year for computer hardware and another $38 million a year for computer software. There was absolutely no assessment of need here. There was no attempt to determine whether schools actually needed more money for computers, whether they were already buying computers, or how they were using them, or what the best practices are. There's really no research at all backing this up. The governor hasn't produced any evidence that people want or need this. The regents themselves have taken no position on this bond issue. And it's instructive that none of the major public education groups have taken a position on it either. Educators in general have been ambivalent at best about this proposal since it came out. Now, here we have this big proposal to go out and borrow $2 billion for something schools didn't ask for and arguably don't even need as a priority, that they have higher priorities. And at the same time, the state is coming closer and closer to its statutory cap on bond and indebtedness. In just a few years, if this bond issue is approved, we will basically have hit the ceiling on our ability to issue bonds and borrow money for capital projects, according to Governor Cuomo's own budget documents. In that case, really, what we need to do is to be using and targeting our scarce capital finance capacity for hardcore infrastructure projects, for purposes that have long-lasting effects, that create assets that are useful to all of us for decades, not to purchase computers, which become obsolete in a very short time. That's one of the other arguable points here. New York State has never in its history issued a bond to voter-approved bond to either build school buildings or to purchase equipment for schools. We've done that and paid for those things in a sensible way through the annual budget, through operating aid appropriations. So this is a really bad precedent. And it also comes with, in order to justify the issuance of long-term bonds for this purpose, the legislature and the governor wrote the law to assume that the so-called quote-unquote probable life of computers used in classrooms was 8 years. Now, that's considerably longer than the assumed useful life of computers used in the private sector or even elsewhere in public education. SUNY assumes the useful life of its computers is 5 years. The IRS lets you depreciate a computer purchase for your business use for 5 years. The assumed useful life of iPads or tablet computers is as little as 2 years. We're going to be issuing bonds for a long period of time to buy equipment that essentially is going to be obsolete and worn out in just a few years. It's just a bad way to pay for something that we arguably don't need and don't need to treat as a priority.
Well, let me ask you this. Maybe you can't answer it. If nobody wants it, why do you think Governor Cuomo suggested this in his State of the State and has put this bond issue before the voters?
The governor's motive in doing this is a mystery, although if you look at the campaign literature he's been putting out in the past week, it seems to have been designed from the beginning as something that would augment and fit into his overall reelection campaign message. So what we're seeing this week is a rollout of some publicity and even direct mail to voters' homes that essentially makes the point, you know, I'm really a guy who's concerned about education. Just look, I want to spend $2 billion on classroom technology. And if I had to guess, I would say it's something that's basically meant to support a campaign message, pure and simple, and doesn't represent a legitimate governmental purpose or the best possible use of capital bonding.
It appears that the state budget surplus will be somewhere around $4 billion next year. Where do you think that money should go, if not back to the taxpayers? Perhaps you mentioned infrastructure. Where should it be spent?
Well, when you say back to the taxpayers, there is no surplus. There is a windfall. And let me repeat that. There is no surplus. There is a budgetary reserve that the governor inherited of about $1.5 billion. Then there's between $4 and $5 billion of money that basically dropped out of the sky onto New York State in the form of penalties paid by major banks that had violated federal laws, the biggest of which was over $3 billion paid into the state treasury by a French bank, BNP Paribas, as a penalty for its admitted violation of the law in doing business in rogue regimes such as the Sudan and Iran. That's money that is, again, it's one-of-a-kind, one-shot money. That money should be spent on purposes such as infrastructure. And I think there's an agreement among many people, but left and right, that when you have one-shot money like that, you shouldn't just plunge it into the bottom line of the budget. You should spend it to build things. We have significant transportation and other basic infrastructure needs in New York State that we have not financed well. And this money could make a big difference and help us claw back to where we need to be in funding infrastructure. So I think that's where that money ought to be spent.